The Mutual Stage. Showcasing adaptations of films, screenplays, and stage plays, it's The Mutual Stage. And here's your host, Mr. Jack Ward.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to a brand new experiment in the theater of the mind. Our first performance is lovingly provided by one of the modern audio theater's most active writers, directors, and producers, Pete Lutz from the Narada Radio Company. The Mutual Stage comes from a long history. Lux Radio Theater, Screen Directors Playhouse, Mercury Theater on the Air, and so many, many more. So we are very pleased to welcome you to this exciting new performance space from your very comfortable chair. And Mr. Lutz has a phenomenal opener for us tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight, we are pleased to present an audio adaptation of Charade, the hit 1963 film which originally starred Audrey Hepburn and Cary Grant and was directed by Stanley Donen. And now the curtain rises on Charade. The action begins in France, along a railroad track in the outskirts of Paris.
What have we got?
Monsieur l'Inspecteur, this unfortunate was Charles Lambert, un Américain, and he appears to have been thrown from a fast-moving train.
Did a fall kill him?
No, monsieur. He has a bullet wound in his chest.
Any papers on him?
Oui, monsieur. This Lufthansa travel bag was found beside him.
Poor man. To be murdered in his pajamas.
When I first saw Regina Lampert, she was taking in the sun in the French resort town of Mrev, engaged in her favorite pastime, eating. She was engrossed in her lunch and didn't notice the hand holding a pistol taking aim at her face. I saw the finger tighten on the trigger and...
Oh! Oh, Jean-Louis!
Oh,
don't tell me. You didn't know it was loaded. Sylvie!
What is it, Regie?
Oh, isn't there something constructive he can do? Like, start an avalanche?
Va jouer, mon ange. Regie, qu'est-ce que c'est? Cold chicken, potato salad, rose, butter, wine and coffee? Mon ami, when you start to eat like this, something is the matter.
Sylvie, I'm getting a divorce.
The douleur from Charles?
He's the only husband I've got. I tried to make it work, I really have, but...
But what?
I don't know how to explain it. I'm just too miserable.
It is infuriating that your unhappiness does not turn to fat. But why do you want a divorce?
Because I don't love him.
But that is no reason to get a divorce. With a rich husband and this year's clothes, you will not find it difficult to make no friends.
I admit I moved to Paris because I was tired of American provincial, but that doesn't mean I'm ready for French traditional. I loathe the idea of divorce, Sylvie, but... If only Charles had been honest with me. That's all I ask of anybody, the simple truth. But with him, everything is secrecy and lies. He's hiding something. Something frightening. Something terrible and evil. And... Oh!
Does this belong to you? Oh, forgive me. I didn't mean to startle you. Is this yours?
It's hers. Where did you find him? Robbing a bank?
He was throwing snowballs at Baron Rothschild. We don't know each other, do we?
Why? Do you think we're going to?
I don't know. How would I know?
I'm afraid I already know a great many people. Until one of them dies, I couldn't possibly meet anyone else.
Well, yes, of course. But you will let me know if anyone goes on the critical list.
Quitter.
How's that?
Well, you give up awfully easily, don't you?
Bien, Jean-Louis. Let us make a walk. I have never seen a Rochelle before.
Clever fellow. He almost missed me.
I'm afraid you're blocking my view.
Sorry, which view would you like?
The one you're blocking. Well, this is the last chance I have to see it. I'm flying back to Paris this afternoon. What's your name?
Peter Joshua.
I'm Regina Lampert.
Is there a Mr. Lampert?
Yes.
Good for you.
No, it isn't. I'm getting a divorce.
Please, not on my account.
Oh, no. You see, I don't really love him.
Well, you're honest anyway.
Oh, yes, I am. I'm compulsive about it. Dishonesty infuriates me. Is there a Mrs. Joshua?
Yes, but we're divorced.
That wasn't a proposal. I was just curious.
Is your husband with you?
Oh, Charles is hardly ever with me. First it was separate rooms. Now we're trying it with cities. What do people call you? Pete?
Mr. Joshua. Well, I've enjoyed talking with you.
Now you're angry.
No, I'm not. I've got some packing to do. I'm also going back to Paris today.
Oh. Well, wasn't it Shakespeare who said, when strangers do meet, they should ere long see one another again?
Shakespeare never said that.
How do you know?
It's terrible. You just made it up.
Well, the idea's right anyway. Are you going to call me?
Are you in the book?
Charles is.
Is there anyone, Charles Lampert?
Oh, Lord. I hope so.